كيسف زين افتح الاخر في ساكن هاد اكشر ساكن وقابي شاري سوين المسيل بس خلوك من الوشين من الخين من لقابي بين شاري سوين لقابي بيساخ so when I saw the city of Sakin the end of the Zohar over there the same Mishnah that brings all the different Ifanim of Hechshe Kelim Dakwa Be'esh Des Libon Dakwa Reishim Des Chamin and we'll see the Maisa the different Pratidina Regabe Sakin when you do Libon when you need Hagala Machol Kseshenim and the Maisa Regabe Sakin it's this Boyer already in the Mishnah and the Gemara that Regabe Sakin we find different Ifanim of Hechshe Shalom Atzinu B'Shar Kelim. And these are the two hechsherim of hashchaza. Of let's not call hashchaza. Let's call it shofar. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah brings esher darkei lahalbin yalbin reiskin. Sakin shofar v'hitahela shofar. So we'll see what that means. And then the Gemara says another type of hechsher for a sakin called meitza b'karka. Meitza b'karka sarapam. And the nice nechukhu b'chalzer rishenim achrenim. At what point do you need what is shofar, when do you need shofar, when do you need itza, what is it help for, what is it not help for? So let's just try to go ala seder and figure this out. So the ma'isa, what's referred to in the Mishnah is a thing called shofar. So what is shofar? So Rashi in the Mishnah says that shofar is hashchaza, it's some kind of like grinding stone, evet shal nafachim, some kind of sharpening grinding stone. And you grind it down, you sharpen it down. That's Rashi's pshat in the Mishnah, and that's Rav Yishayinu. Rashi in the Gemara, Ma'isan Ayin Vav and Beis, brings another mahalach that it's just taking some kind of a hard beged, some kind of a stiff cloth, and rubbing down the knife with that, and that will get it thoroughly clean, although it will not remove any of the actual metal. So Ma'isan, that's the heter, that's Shifa, which Pshuto is Hashchazos Hasakin, is sharpening the knife, and Rashi has one other mahalach. Okay. And then the Gemara brings the heter of the shara of Ne'itza, which has to be in a special type of karka, and has to be a sarapam. Ma'isat machloik zushen, you have to be 10 times, the Gemara daf, klav daf, 10 times, 3 times. So what are these hechsherim said for? So Lema'isa, it's mefurish in the Gemara, one thing. And that's the only thing that's really not, well, even this is the machloik zushen, but Lema'isa, what's mefurish in the Gemara is that Ne'itza is only to use the sake for tzayin. Ne'itza is not a complete hechsher. Ella, it's only to use the knife for dvarim tzayinim. Lamaisa, many rishonim learn that shofa is, in addition, another type of hechsher, which is really only to be used for, which is only to be used for, it's only machshav sakin to be used for cold things, not hot things. That's the sheet of the Rosh, and other rishonim will see that's taka machlekes. So Rashi comes along, the emes is like this, it's a funny thing, because shofa is mentioned in the Mishnah, and itza is not mentioned in the Mishnah. So when the Gemara says mitza, what's the fact that the Mishnah left that one out? So Rashi says the emes is, it's just really an addition, you need both. You need shofa and itza. Jump over Rishonim on Rashi and say, mehechatesi. I mean, this is all some kind of very thorough, it seems, thorough cleaning process. Why should you need more than one? It doesn't make any sense. And halach l'mai said, we taka don paskin, actually it's the Rosh.
And shofa coming from the Gersa.
Right, l'chor is calling different Gersos. But the Rishonim say there's no Havana that there should be a tzad of should be a tzad that you should need both.
Again, okay. They're all understanding that Shafa is Mamish.
Oh, they're also learning it's also Hashchaz. So basically, points it out that it could be they're learning Shafa is a more is the grinding, is the sharpening, and maybe Rashi, there is more of a makom. But Akapanim, they don't point that out. They just say what Tarti Lomali.
Why Rashi is changing his
Shafa? Yeah, interesting. No, I didn't see anyone. Yeah, interesting. Okay, so now like this.
I mean, Yonasan and Mahalik, the shuffle of the Mishnah, Rashi would agree is sufficient.
By itself, and only when Rashi said, you need both.
That's when you need both.
Okay, it's a shtickle tire. Okay. Now, what's Taka the Pshat? What's going on here? So, L'chayra, like we're saying, even though the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah of Hechsher Kelim, of Kavod L'Kach Polta, of Libun and Hagala, well, Maisa, we already found in the beginning of the Mishnah, Es Shadaka L'Hat B'Yatbil, which some Rishonim learned. He's referring to Tfilas Kelim, which is a whole different Indian. And some Rishonim learned, referring to Hadach Sakli, Pashat washing out from the Ma'in. So already you see, it's not, so Gzeres HaKasas, the Mishnah is only talking about B'liyas Tekeh Hechsheders. And that's why Lamaisa, it would seem that, let's assume for a minute, like the Sheet of the Rush and other Rishonim, that Itza works to Machshir Sakin, not fully, but only to use for cold. And Shafa only works for cold. So what would Taka be the Pshat? So L'Chara, it's very simple. that if you want to use something for kol, we're not in the parasha of Blias Bechal. We're not in the parasha of Kabbalah Kach Polta. We're in the parasha of make sure you don't have any filthy chazer schmaltz be'ein on your knife, which is going to go into your food. So how do you take care of that? You clean it very thoroughly. And you know, there's some newness, and their knives are not so stainless steel like ours, and there was shuman double to a second. So you to get off the be'ein portion on the outside. The Mishnah tells us the concept called shafa. The Gemara tells us another thing called me'itza, maybe hagufa. It's okay the Mishnah didn't count, you know, didn't mention both things, because really, it's all just a way to get off the bane. That would be possible.
That's why
the Mishnah
didn't want to tell us
the Hechsher of Sakin. It told us the Hechsher of Sakin. Didn't tell us the Hechsher of Me'itza. So why didn't it mention Itza? I'm just saying, Lafi, the Parsha Muskel Rishon, that Etzim, this is all just different types of cleaning processes. So it's a little bit Muvan why the Mishnah has to tell you this way of cleaning, that way of cleaning.
But it still didn't tell you a real full Hechsher.
And so what we're assuming now, at least Bein time, is that the Etzim, it's a real Hechsher of Kabbalah Kach Poltoi. Ayin La'el, Ayin Reisha the Mishnah, Etzim Ayin Hechsher. The Mishnah taught you a kunst that if you want Epis, use it, and Emesis be Paskin only, it would only be Arex for Kavua, we don't let you use a Kli that wasn't Machshir Lagamri. Okay, so you use the Kli, so to use it for cold, so you have different ways of cleaning it very thoroughly, that's what Chazal are telling you. It's impossible to say this. Why? So nice like this. The end of the Gemara, we find the story of the Amorayim that went to visit Shvar Malka, and the Maisa, it's mavur in that story, says the Rashba. Well, what's mavur in the story, you don't need Rashba for that, should read the Gemara, is that the Itza helped to be Machshir Sakin to cut an Esrig. To chop an Esrig, and we're not worried that the Trefus Magayish Sakin is going to go into the Esrig. Says the Rashba, and Esrig is a Dover Kharif. Is that a Dover Pashit? No, it's Mustafa Machlekes, we'll see. Says the Rashba, so Mimelam, the Esrig is a Dover Kharif. So you see that the Ne'itz of a Sakin works, even for a Dover Kharif. You don't find Rishayim really the head of being Kharif on this Rashba, and Mela Shochner quotes it. So, Ne'itzah works to use the Sakin now for cold things, like to cut face cold bread or cold whatever you want to call, and also for a cold, a Dover Kharif, like an Esrig, which is a very sharp flavored thing. So far so good. L'chayr, what we could say is Vaikter. It's also just Lagabi the Be'ein Sha'al Gadol.
How is it?
What?
Maharam. First cut the Sha'al Gadol with the Shafa.
Because yeah. That's totally how you learn shuffle. If it's sharpening, it's certainly not shuffle.
That's right. Okay. So that's why it's really Rashi shuffle.
But even according to the Rishonim that we paskin, that it's one or the other, shuffle or not. So okay, so you understand saying that Melo Rashi will have a mahalach, that there was not a shuffle.
How do we bring a Rashi in the case?
Just a raya, that which we have a kula, let's say Ne'itza, everyone agrees Ne'itza, Rashi practice says you need both. But according to the Rishonim that you need Ne'itza, what is Ne'itza due to this knife? So we were saying L'chaira cleans off the bain because it's mefurish, it only works for cold, not for hot. Because if you use it for hot, then the tarfus will come out of the kli. But if you use it for cold, you just have to clean the surface. So says the Rashba.
You ate the piece. How did it get? It got rid of the bain into the
esrog is a kosher esrog.
Right.
The Shvar Malka had a treif knife.
Right.
Which cut up
with the end
after an itza. So you see, says the Rashba, then itza helps for a double
after
an
itza. Right.
After
an itza. Right.
Okay. So that's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. So the Chayra, it would seem that we're still dealing only with an issue of Be'ein Sha'aga Be'ein. So nice like this. This is really a Mefarshim Gemara and Chulam Daf Kufir Alfam Beis. This is really a Sugya Rucha and Shulchan Aruch and Sin and Tzadik Vav, the Halachas of Davar Chayra. Now the Gemara says Lahayda, that if you have a Fleshig knife or a Melchig knife, the other way, doesn't matter which way you go. You have a Fleshig knife and you go and you cut a Davar Charif. You're not allowed to eat that Davar Charif with the opposite min. So if it's a fleshig knife, you cut the davar charif, you're not allowed to eat that davar charif with chalavi. Why not? We should have the pashat ahetar of not by not. The tam went into the knife, and from the knife into the davar charif, that's called not by not. By not by not, we're makel, at least by the Evid, at least Dinan the Gemara, at least according to Menu Shonim, so my house. So Rashi asked this question in the Kulan Kufir Alfam Beis, Rashi in the top of Kufir Beis with Aleph, and Rashi says two mahalchim. Rashi says either the pshat is that it's not by not, because when you have a knife that you use on a constant basis, the shamnun is davak al panot. When you go and cut this tznoin, you can have real be'ein going into the onion. That's one mahalach Rashi. Second mahalach is really a little bit more kipshuta yishol ha-gemara in chulin over there, because the Gemara says that the Gemara, when describing the salacha, says agav churfei bala. So it's a mashma like the second mahalach Rashi, kipshuta. What is the second mahalach? It could be the knife is sparkling clean, spick and span clean. I not bar not. No, says Rashi. Lo ilam, you're going to cut it. The harifus of this davar charef, this tznoin, whatever davar charef it is going to yank out blias from the knife. I not bar not. No, davar charef has such a strong kayach to take out blias that it's ilo, like it's tamrishin, very strong blias, and we're fashish. Yes. Rashi says two tzadim, two tirutz.
No, but in the second tirutz, Rashi says the second step that it's mechadish the tam.
Not mechadish, but he says it's a stronger tam than a regular not bar not. Yes. Fine. So lemais like this. If you look in the beginning of Simen Tzadik Vav, you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's Mavur over there in the Torah, Mavur in Shulchan Aruch, Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadik Vav, we paskin the second Mahal from Rashi. What does it mean we paskin? It means we're also chayshish for the second Teretz from Rashi. Meaning, even if you have a sparkling clean knife and there's no shamunis anywhere to be found, we're still worried that the bleas from the basar are going to be schlepped out into this onion, or let's just call it an onion of argument, say whatever davar charif it is, and into that davar charif is going to go bleas the basar, mainly can't eat it with chalif. Says the base mayor on Tzadik Vav Aleph, Mecheres Tzarechiyun. Meaning what? This Rashba who paskins and eats and works for an Esrig, that's okay for the Rashba. Because you know how the Rashba learns that halacha about cutting a davar charef with a fleshig knife? He learns like the first Mahalach in Rashi. So the whole issue was a Be'ain issue. So that's a very mistabritical thing, that if you're going to go and cut, there's going to be Be'ains, and for Be'ains, there's a problem. For that, says the Rashba in Kuf Chaf Aleph, and we pass in the Rashba, for that it would help in the Itza, because the Itza takes off the Be'ain. So if you learn like the first Mahalach in Rashi, that the whole problem of cutting a davar charef is the Be'ain al Gabov, so then it makes perfect sense that it helps you when you go and you...
Is that true, the Rashba Maisa holds that way?
Oh, so that's how the Beis Meir learns in the Rashba. Maisa, there's a few Rashbas, it's not so clear. The Maisa, anyway, the Beis Meir has its fair, because the Beis Meir says, that's good for the Rashba, it's not good for Shulchan Aruch. Because Shulchan Aruch clearly says, inside the glove, even if you have a clean knife, we're worried that if you take a clean fleshing a knife, and you cut a davar charef, blias will come out. It's cold. But the Harifas brings out the blias. If that's the case, says the Beis Meir, what are you passing in Kuf Chaf Aleph? This Rashba, you can't pass in this Rashba. This Rashba was saying something different. This Rashba was talking about Be'ain, but how could we matir in the Itza to go cut a davar charef? Very nice, you got it sparkling clean with the Itza. What about the blias inside? Says the Beis Meir, Tzarech, you don't have a Teretz.
So he also learns Esrig as Charef.
Yes. In a Chanami, he cheshbens out that in a Chanami, that if you want to say the heter for Esrig still works, the pshat is that we'll say Esrig is not a davar charef, and that's machlok zushon in a Chanami. Right, video. So this is the base mayor's tashi by Tzarechim. And the Mela is really a makom lahachmir lefi dvarav, that really the Mechaber messed up. He was soicer himself. And Mela, there really is makom to say not to be saimach on this kula. And Lamaisi, if you look in Taka Chuvas, if you pay, Taka brings a whole bunch of Akrain and say, no, you cannot be saimach on this halacha. The halacha, you cannot use ni'itza to matter cutting the davar charef, because we're worried for blias. So Lamaisi, like this. Bacharshar, one of the early
Asherim.
Yeah, that's cool for the base mayor's cash. Yes. That's base mayor's cash. Says, yeah, and then Mela, we can't be Samech on this Mechab. So says the Bacharshar, in his Chedushim, Techulin, and Kofiral from the base, Bacharshar is brought in the Prima Gadim in Simenu. That the Teretz is, that first of all, the emes is, well, the base mayor's taking on for Dover Pasha, that the Rashba holds like the first Teretz in Rashi, the only issue is the Be'ain, not so Pasha. Like, always pointing, yeah, if you take a look here in the Rashba, without getting into the details, the Mais is not Pasha. And the Mais is, there is a Takam HaShmos in the Rashi that really he was also Chayshish for Rashi for the Bli is coming out for Dover Chayshish.
It's an even bigger Chayshish.
Yes, the Bukhar Shor says that anyway, it's Sharon the Rashba also. Not just the Sharon the Rashba also. Says the Bukhar Shor, Masha Mavur Mitaych HaRashba, and Masha Mavur B'Shulchan Aruch, is that it's not true. That just like the Itza is on the list of Kabbalah Kachpaltai, just like in the list of the Seder HaDvarim of Hachshara, that there's a Leib and there's a Zagol, there's a Hachshara called the Itza. And the Hachshara of the Itza also takes out Blias, at least from the Klipa of a Sakin. And once you take off the Blias from a Klipa, so Mimela, you're going to be able to use it for a Davar Charef, even according to the Rashba. Because what are you worried about? Blias for a Davar Charef, or Chosh, if you take a cold knife and you cut a Davar Charef, Blias come out, and a Chanami. Ni'itza Taka helps to take out Blias. Azei Zot to Bechar Shar. This Bechar Shar is brought in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is Simen Yod, that's by the Halacha from the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Ches, the whole question of the Sakat Shoshkita. The Mice of the Prima Gadim has a whole Arich. So over there, his Maskana is also that. That Lamaisa Ni'itza helps also take out Blias, and Mela, that's why you could use the knife after Ni'itza to even cut a Davar Charef. That's also Mavur like that, Lachar in the Shach, and Simen Peites, which we're going to get back to Simen Peites, this Halacha, but in the end of Sifkat and Chafbez, Shach Mavur like that also, Lachar. And Kach Mefurish and Kach Masadim. Kach Masadim, Klam and Zayim, Sifkat, says Lahedya, and when you do Ni'itza, it takes the Klipa off of the Sakin, it takes off from the blias as well, and the male that's a heter to use a dover. A dover
takes the blias off of the klipa.
Yeah, like either removes a klipa or takes the blias out of a klipa.
So we're still going to have to work with, given the fact there's blias throughout Kansakin.
Not a problem for dover harf. No, not a problem for dover harf. Dover harf only takes out blias from the beginning of the klipa.
At the end of the day, it's not bernat. What dover harf right. got rid of, we're counteracting with the kadei klipa.
Right. And L'chari, this would be the pshat in the Rishonim. The Rishonim, there's a handle in the Rishonim. Three times, 10 times, dafka, lav, dafka. I mean, like, just why don't you look and see if the Shanur has got off. So L'chari, L'fi Advar Me'ilu, it's a little bit more muvan that we're talking about a Seder of Hakshara. Just like Hagala has its dinim that we can't go say, oh yeah, you know, we'll just see how it works ourselves, we can't see, because it's talking about Pliyas. So Me'ilu, there's a Hakpad of 10 times, dafka.
In the Shach, can I get the Shach and Peytas?
Yes.
What's the, how do we
Mash Mos and Peytas?
I thought Mash Shach from the man of it.
So the Shach himself says like this. Let's see if I can find it right there. Shach says... He asks from Kuf Chafalf, in the end of Sirkan Chav Beis, he asks, and he says, "Vayi Kasha, Shari B'Shasav, it's Kechavim, it says Lahedya, Sakon Shal Kechavim, to be Tznoim." Yeah. Left his time, he's Mechalik, he brings Dabar Charif, and he says, here it works, wherever it's Chav works. Okay. So the Chari, that's Taka Mavur, and that's what we're saying with Halacha. So is there a Makam Lachmer? The Bukhar Shah himself says, in Chamu, it's Machloikis, maybe there's a Makam Lachmer, but Tachlos Amaisa, Api the Shach, and Pasha, what's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch is that Lamaisa and Itza helps also take out Blias and Mele are not worried even when you're going to go use a Dover Charif. Now, so where is this Nagel Lamaisa? So Lamaisa, let's get back to this Halach. It's Halach and Simon Peites. Mechaber Paskins a Ramban. Chuvus Ramban. So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says if you have a Fleshiga knife, you cannot cut cheese with it. And not only that, says the Ramban, that you can't cut cheese, you can't even take a Fleshiga knife and cut bread and eat that bread with the cheese. Now that second shlav is really a machlekes. That's really is a Rabbeinu Shimshon, and the Sefer Truma brings a Rabbeinu Shimshon. That's like a mekel pechel gav. That's a shulchan aruch paskins. Okay, so again, you have a fleshiga knife. You want to cut cheese, aser, and even the bread to eat with cheese, also aser. Says the Rama. Okay, what are we talking about? What's that?
What would be the reason mechalak if you're asking cutting with the cheese is because you're worried about the
end? Oh, so one second.
You're worried about the end is the same thing with the bread.
Right. Nechanami. If it's the ishru ben, then mechari. Right. Let's see. Says the Ramal in this Mechaber, Amaskim, or Machmir, Mihu al Yedene Itza Bekarka, Shari.
The Lechem.
So, one second. Jumping the gun. So, what's happening here? So, this is the Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a Sakin. So, we have a Seder of Hekshar Asakin. Says the Ramal, you want to be Machmir just like we're Machmir in a Treifa knife in the end of Avodah Zarah and Kufafal. So, we're Machmir, Avada. We have to be Machmir from Basar Chalam. But, we have a Seder of Hekshar for cold things, and that's the Hekshar called Nitza, and that will help. What is the Ramal going on? Does it help even to cut the cheese itself? Does it help even for the lechem? Is there an afkamino like Yonasan is asking? So ma'isa nech kubazeh shach v'taz. So the Taz says, "Ela oilam, it's going back. It's only going back on cutting cheese." It says the Taz cutting to cut bread. The cheese. To cut the cheese itself, that's when you need an itza.
Chumra.
Yeah. Only for cutting cheese you need an itza. But says the Taz to cut a piece of bread, ba'alma, that kinuach's enough. You don't need a special itza. Bakarka, just time. Wash it off well, rub it down, whatever it is, and that's enough. Says the Shach, and the Shach is chaylik. The Shach says no. The Shach b'emes has a tzad that maybe for gvino, even the itza wouldn't work. Ayin shom. Well, the Maisa the Shach says that avada, even to use it for, even to do this thing with the lechem, Maisa you need to do the itza even for the lechem as well.
That's it.
That
means there's
leos by the cheese. Oh, okay. Yes, let's see. So let's go a step at a time. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Taz. I don't understand this Taz. Taz pushed against the Gemara. We have a Gemara. Gemara says you have a sakin. What's the problem with a sakin? That a tray for sakin says you want to use it even to eat a davar tzayin in a cold thing. There's a seder of heksha called the itza. Who's the taz to be mevatar in that seder of heksha? And it says Rav Kidegir, like your point, that lamaisa kipshuta dechshash is that there's some kind of shamnunus al gabov. So just like this tray for shamnunus al gabov, and that's a problem to use it for kosher food. Who adin? If you have fleshiga shmal al gabov, it's a problem to use it on the cheese certainly, and who adin on the bread, which is going to have the shmalts also. That's Rav Kiva Eger's kash. He says Tzorchin. He said Tzorchin. The emphasis, if you look at Rav Kiva Eger, Kiva Eger also entertains the possibility that there's that even if it's clean, there's going to be bleeds. And Rav Kiva Eger there, but he entertains the possibility that even when you cut bread and even you cut stam cheese, bleeds will come out. He says there. So there he says there would be enough. Then there would be makom machalek because the bread would be not bar not and the cheese wouldn't be not bar not. But he says anyway, it's not a good. Anyway, it's shver because the taz is shver because everyone we agree that we can't be goyim not bar not l'chachila. So even if the taz means we're talking about a clean knife, we're talking about bleeds, the mice, it doesn't help really because you can't be goyim not bar not l'chachila. Even by a tera.
Can be even by a tera bala.
You cannot be goyim not bar not almanas. Almanas to eat it with basa, you can't. Okay, so this is Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. Lamaisa. If you look, it seems to be that the Haskamas of Poiskim is Taka, not like the Shachet, it's like the Taz. Like the Taz, Chacham Salim says like the Taz, or Chashul says like the Taz. And I lost the Maramakam. What? Lefihu, who is it? Oh, so 1 second. So Kiveger has a Taz. 1 second. Oh, 1 second. So we're going to get, what's the Nafkamina? So Lamaisa, just want to say like this, that Lamaisa, the Taz, or Kiveger saying it's against the Gemara, it's against Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Kafal, that you need Me'itza for cold things, and this thing, Lechem is also a cold thing. So Lamaisa, the Chachadim, or Chashulchan, Chavitz Chaim, and the Sefer Nishkei Yisrael, which, you know, there's a whole dispute, could you really paskin from that Sefer, it's only for Shas Tzachak, I don't know. Lamaisa, Nishkei Yisrael, Chavitz Chaim, also is Meiko, like the Taz, that you could, use Ne'itza, that you don't need Ne'itza, that for Stam to cut a piece of bread, it's enough to do Kinuach. Okay. So Lamaisa like this, L'chayra, L'fi the Yisrael we're saying, Apida B'char Shar, that Lamaisa Ne'itza, is a pu'ula to take out the blius of a klipa and to use it for a davar har. L'chayra, we could understand a little bit what seems to be the haskamas of peskim taka, that we're when the mice we are make to use a flesh knife on a part of a thing, even to eat that part of a thing with chalavi. And the pshat is like this, that when the Gemara said that we're using itza to matter a davar tzainin, l'chayra, kapasik v'tani, tzainin. Tzainin works all across the board. Now, tzainin also includes davar harf. Tzainin also includes things that have a small amount of heat. And you know, once there's a small amount of heat, so the Gaon says, and this is really coming from the Gemara in Daf Ches, the Gaon in Siman Tzadik Dalet says, when you have a small amount of heat, even if it's like the heat of a klishe, or even maybe a klishe, you have a little bit of that amount of heat, like the Chayim Beis Hashkita, and you have Duchat V'Sakina, with that, there also Bliyas come out. And the Davar Charef, we know Bliyas come out. So it could very well be that when the Gemara said Ne'itza, what it meant was that if you, the Gemara wasn't going to come start telling, you know, it's a big enough chiddush, the place can point out, that the Gemara gave you an option to be machsher a kli l'chatzon. Because really, we're usually rechoshish, and taka we only pass, and only works arai. You're not allowed to keep it in your house when it's straight, because we're afraid you can use it for common. So when they get a heter for tzainin, they had to give an across-the-board heter for all tzainin. L'maisa, there are hechetimtzes of tzainin that blias come out. L'mashal, a little bit of heat, a klisheni. L'mashal, davar charet. And l'maisa, we know, kach mevur b'rishainin, that lemaisa, the pu'ula of ne'itza is a pu'ula which takes out bliyas, and that's its function. It's to take out bliyas. So then it could very well be learns the taz. Then lechayreza, legabi the taking out of the bliyas of adif that you need ne'itza. But any time that there's not going to be haflat of bliyas, which is what if it's not a davachar and there's nothing cold, so there's going to be no bliyas whatsoever. Once there's no bliyas whatsoever, and it's just a shayla of shuman al gabov, why should kinuach not help? Kinuach doesn't help. Do a little more kinuach. Put a little more soap. Kinuach is a very balabatish, simple thing. Just look. Is there shaminus or not? This is not a magical thing. It's not an invisible thing. It's a dirty knife. So just clean it. So says the Taz, push it. If you know that P.I. Gavna, now, a mice like this.
My cheese is warm.
Oh, one second. You're asking about cheese. 1 second. So I'm just saying like this, that the Shach already points out, you know, it could be the Gemara Lamaisa didn't give this option in the end of Avodah Zarah. So it could be that out some kind of Migdar Milsa, some kind of zero. We don't want to start playing games, which we'll soon see.
Lechanav
only said Nisa, but Lamaisa Tach Samaisa, at least for Derech Arai, Lamaisa says the Taz. How that works? How that's going to get off the shmaltz if you wash it down properly? Okay, 1 second. So Lamaisa, what's going to be with cheese then? Lefi the Taz, it should work for cheese also. So it could be. I could have heard, you know, their cheese was very hard and it was very hard. And that's why their cheeses, there was an issue waiting 6 hours after eating cheese. That could be. But Isa, that's not what I saw in some Achrenim. The Achrenim Yad Yehuda just says, very simply, al derech what we're saying, the chash takala. Meaning, zok the Yad Yehuda vada, lefi the taz, taka works. Take the clean knife, it's fine, cut your cheese as well. Elamai. It's very olol that you're always going to have shamnunis, you're going to forget to wash it off, then you're going to use it for hot milk, hot cheese, you come to Bas B'chal B'reis Amamish. And so the idea is, call me a hechtimtzis, you'll forget, if you wash it this way, you'll forget to wash it back afterwards, it'd be magal, and that's what the Shach is, that's what the Ramah Shai says, Karnagun kol Yisrael, Yoslam shnei sakinim, you don't use one knife for Bas B'chal B'tazlans. That hakpada, the minig is only for basar v'chal. And that could be al derech what the Gemara said. Ne'itza, just ne'itza, but don't start making kunsim to be matter, even though it would be mutter, but lemaisa for gvina, yeah, it's more of like a gzir. Now, and 1 second, I'm gonna prove that point.
Again, if you eat.
So the Taz is just learning, once we have the hakdama, that we're saying that, the Rishonim are saying that ni'itza was really necessary, and dafka ni'itza asar pamim, dafka karka kasha, that it was really much more than just a cleaning process. It was really to take off a klipa of the knife, to take the blias out of the klipa. It was a hakshara process, it was to remove blias. So memelo, there's a grace amakam to say that that's tak all of us for, but the pasha just clean, but if we're blias won't come off. And that's what the Taz points out in the end of Peites. We pass in Kaimalon that there's no issue of blias when there's not at least some kind of heat or some kind of harifus. Stam, it's just from the shamnu talgav for that, about the kinuach al pasha, kinuach nadal.
Eating, let's say you didn't do shtifa karaoi. Eating that piece of cheese that has the be'en, it's the raisa.
No.
They're run. Right? Because it wasn't misbash.
Yeah.
Good, so it's derabana. At best, it's worse derabana. By the bread, you're even another step removed. Well, you might not eat it bechlal.
Well, it was almanas. It was almanas to put cheese on.
To put cheese on the bread. Yeah. Yeah, but it's still a step removed.
Okay.
Your kid might eat sasa b'chashash.
Right, yes, that's really what the Yadud is saying. That the Taz was not willing to say, no, I will not accept any kulas with for a flashing knife on cheese. No, there's no kulas. With the bread already, then there's less b'chashash.
But if someone did
works,
that, and we knew that the knife was
fine. We're going to get to the b'yavit. We're going to try to speak out the different hechidims of the b'yavit. 1 second. So now, why is it like this? The MS is, Anias Daiti, the Shaykh learned the Shaykh in Kudus Kesav and Saif Peites, but the Shaykh is also masking. The Shaykh is about the masking to Taz saying something very simple, that when you clean something and you see it's clean, so it's clean, and that's it. What's the Shaykh? The Shaykh says here that there's a problem. The Shaykh is machmir, that even to cut your bread across the board is a problem. So the MS is, if you look in the Sefer Aruch Mishach, the Shaykh brings this machlokes over here in Peites. Brings machlokes to the Ramban or Beinu Shimshon, and he says, "What's taka the guf machlokes?" And it's mevurde in the Aruch Mishach. Now the oilam avada kinuach helped to get it off. The question is a question of stam sakinim, and really the chumra of the Ramban that Shulchan Aruch is paskining is because of a gzeira dumalo yikanchena yofe yofe, which again stems with the Gemara says at the end of the Zara could be that dafkan ito, I just do kinuach. Meaning, when there's no issue of bleeds, just do kinuach teretz. No, maybe it won't work. So that's the question. Was this additional gzeira also included in the Gemara when it said ni'itza or not? So that's my focus, shachtas. But the shach b'yisoid is maskim avada that the etzem comes off. The etzem, the kinuach takes care of the shamnu shal gabe, and really it would be a heter for the bread and for the cheese. But what? There's a gzeira of dim lo yikhen yafi yafi. And this is also refers to shachanach.
And vada needs to take care of that also.
Right.
Blias and the
Now, first Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch, like we said before in the beginning of Tzadik Vav, that's where we have this halacha about using a fleshig knife to cut an onion, and you can't eat that onion with cheese. So we said that Shulchan Aruch is machmir for Rashi, that really a davar charev takes out blias. So what does it mean it takes out blias? It means even when there's no issue of shamnunis al gabav, you have a sparkling clean knife, and you go and you chop the davar charef, we're afraid that blias will come out. And we said that ni'itza taka helps for that because ni'itza taka takes out blias as well, right? So how'd you get that knife clean in Tzadik Vav? What do you mean it was a clean? Meaning, what's a nafkamina, whether you hold that the chashash of the two mahalchim Rashi, whether the chashash is for ban or for blias? The question is, a clean knife that has no ban, how do you get off the ban? So l'chayra, to get off be'en, you need ni'itza, right? That's how ni'itza works, says the Shach. Says Shulchan Aruch, Sinoin, Ay silka, shechatcham besakin, shol baser. So now he says the different echtims. If it's a ben yomo, meaning there's blias, Ay she'en a mekunach, not yafi, just says ein mekunach, or it's not mekunach, then you have a problem. Meaning you have one of two cases. If it's not mekunach, then even if it's ein a ben yomo, because then you have the be'en. But if it's mekunach, then you only have a problem with the ben yomo, because it's the issue of blias. And he repeats the word mekunach three times, doesn't say the word ben ni'itza. Behenein advarim. Avata for the Be'en al Gabov, kinuach helps. Of course, cleaning helps. When you clean something and it gets clean, it's clean. And the issue really is even if the Shach is a shayla of a chumrah of Shem lo yikhan chani yafi yafi. And that's what the Taz is being made.
He's not talking about a sagan that's mekunach. He's not handling how you were mekunach. It was previously mekunach.
I'm just saying, I think the pashtus of mekunach means that you cleaned it al day kinuach, not al day ni'itza. Not menuitz, or however you'd say it. If you hold that for Be'en, you really need. How do you say clean knife? Not mekunach means you did a pool of kinuach, of wiping it down. You do a pool.
Or say naki.
Yeah, just say naki. Say naki. Yeah. Mekunach. And the chayyim is a shtickle shtaker right to this you said. Because I have a kasha. Every time anyone traces up any kli, and there's a problem with blias, and you want to go do magal a kli, how you magal a kli? So we have Allah, you take the kli, you put in Kabbalah Kafpot and a boil in a thing of rice wine. So Lachair, before you do, any time you do Hagala, before you do Hagala, you do Ne'itza.
Ne'itza takes care of both Mechalamachta, but
no, Ne'itza only takes care of the klipa. But I want to be Machshir Kli and Gansin. So I have a problem. Hagala doesn't work. Hagala doesn't make care of Ba'in. So MS is, and Shulchan Aruch Taka tells us about this, but not Ne'itza. Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chafalaf, the beginning of Kuf Chafalaf, says, if you want to go be Magal a kli, so you have to make sure, Shiv Shuv, Mishavshir and Hatev. The tzarich l'shafshif on hatev. Yeah, wipe it down. How? What? Weird. 10 times in karka kasher. No, please. Whichever, you know, whichever soap your local makolot sells, whatever it is, just clean it. Clean it up. Yeah, that's. I think that's my point. Loy matzinu. This is all about talking about knives as well.
How is that? Look.
Of course, it's not golden knife. That's how we pass it. We pass it. There's not golden knife. Of course, terrible. I'm saying the Rama, we do. I'm saying many Rishonim Paskin, there is a golden knife. Rashi, Paskin, golden knife. No, Rashi never said before you do a gol, you have to do Ne'itza on a knife.
How does that sound? That Shushu is like Ne'itza.
The Seder. So, Emes is, I'd have to see, I'm asking. But that's my point. It's not a Hilchus of Ne'itza. That's a Shneitar. How can you say it's Ne'itza? Not Ne'itza. 10 times Karka Kosher, 9.5, no. Karka Kosher, Karka Bein. So that's what I'm saying. So I think if you'd be worried about Blias, it wouldn't be enough. If you have to get out the blias, if you want to use it for davar chara for chaim klisheni, chalila to be saimach on shifshif. Hagan, you could be mashafshif and tegel kamar.
I don't understand. When do you need nitzah then?
So it says chazal, only to use it cold, before the hagalah. I just want to use it right now without hagalah. I want to just use it.
Yeah,
straight up.
She's saying hagalah will help it? Will help the nitzah?
No.
Not, yes.
No. It won't get rid of the band. Ne'itza has a mila and
it won't
Hagala.
Get rid of the band, right. Get rid of the band. That taka the Rishonim say, Meshav Shafun. Just wipe it down. Kinuach. Not, you don't have to do Ne'itza Bekarka Dafka 10 times and run out 9.5 and Dafka Karka Kasha. Just rub it down about it. That says in Kuf Chafal. It says, when you want to be Machshir Kli, including knives, you have to rub it down, you know, and then, Azoy. But not Dafka Ne'itza. You don't need a Maisa, the Hilchus of Ne'itza. I'm saying there's a Hilchus of Ne'itza that says, Bar and Rishonim, that Ne'itza is a Seder of a Hechshir, and the Seder of Hechshir Ne'itza takes out Blias. And many are misled to believe that that's what the Shach is saying in Peites. And the Shach is saying in Peites that, no, it's a halacha from Ne'itza, and if you want to cut your bread, you have to do Ne'itza, because otherwise you're not going to get the Be'ein off. So I'm saying that's not the Shach. The Emes is in the Nekuz HaKesef over there, he fears Zeus. The Kivan Shetashmisho Tadir Loisagile Bikinuach. It's also mavur, like he says in Aruch Mishach, that it's all an issue of a gzera that you might not be mekancha yafa yafa, but be'etzem to say that, but be'etzem avada kinuach helps, and that's what the Taz is saying. That, and that lesson on the pole.
It could be the two types of kinuach. There's a kinuach style, a small kinuach, and then there's a shifshif, which is much stronger.
Okay.
Which has the same
okay, could be. Okay, could be. I'm saying lomatzino, and I think if I care, that would be a very big kula to say. Chazal went out of the way to say 10 times dafka, so shifshif also has to be 10 shifshufim. Lematzinu and the dafka karka kasha. Understand? Let's say I do 4 nitzim. I do 4. I see it's clean. Like garam shifshuf lechayim. Teretz is it's a hilchosam and blias. It's kabbalah kach poltik. So it's not kabbalah kach poltik. It's not what it is. But that's a special seder hakshar.
There's no blias and achamim like you're saying. I'm just saying there might still be a difference between kinuach and shifshuf.
No, sir. Al zezok the taz. That's what taz saying. Taz saying you don't need nitzim. You know what the taz saying? So what's shifshuf kinuach? What are these things? I think what the taz saying very simple. Al batish. Clean it well.
So they're coming out the same way.
So I'm saying
that
the Shach is might be aside. The only issue is right. The only issue is a side issue, and I'm just saying this all b'hanachas aside. But we're makdim that what do you mean? Isn't all Ne'itza just to get out Ba'ains? So that's what you need to do. Get out Ba'ains. Teretz says no. Ne'itza was really boyfriend that you have to get out Ba'ains.
You're saying we'll never have Ne'itza nowadays.
Why not?
Because anyways, I'll do Hagala.
No, let's say you want to be mishamish with a cold.
You're by a goy's house.
Yeah, something got chafed up. You want to use it, aray. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. You want to use it cold, and we pass it, and you can only use it cold, aray, because you can't keep it in your house, bikvias, when it's chafed up. You want to use it for cold, aray.
So,
to use it for a davar charif or for a chaim klishen.
Something that will have plaitas.
Something that will cause blias and plaitas, right? Now, for other things, I think it will work, and that's what the Taz is saying, and that's the mutrarai over there in Peites, that even if it does work, says the Shach, you can't be saimach on it. Because Dumlay can't chen yafa yafa. And the Taz is saying, no, that wasn't nichlal in the Gemara, that the Gemara says Dafkan eats and not eats. That's the Shaila. What was nichlal in the Gemara? So I'm just saying.
The Gemara was saying. Gemara saying cold only.
Not only, but everything, across the board.
Yeah, I'm saying. So you're saying for cold means
only for the things that take up lias, right?
So cold means cold.
Yeah, that's what it's that's what it's makdim. That Chazal weren't gonna. This is goof of the machlokes shachtas. The shach is saying a maskim really then itzur was only necessary for charif or for small chum. When they came and gave a sug hechsher called cold, they had to give for all cold, including charif, including chayim beis hashchita, which is also really cold. So they had to give it across the board. It says the shach. That's goof of the hilchos of the shach saying. But what? What about for other cold things? Teretz says dimloy kachenu yafe yafe. Says the Taz, no, that wasn't, was not.
This Taz is still lopped off from the Gemara. Cold doesn't mean cold.
No, so that's what I'm saying. Everyone's lopped off from the Gemara. Everyone agrees that when the Gemara says it's for cold, it means the cross the board, kapasik vatani heter for hechsher kalim to use for cold, must be with this because there are going to be hechetimtses that you're going to need it. Namely, the Taz is asking by Gvina Atzma. Why is the Taz asking Gvina Atzma? So the Taz, that's also Nichol what the Gemara said. It works. The Taz says, I know it'll work. Says the Yad Yehuda, you know what the Pshat of the Taz is going to come? To call me Nei Takolas. And you're going to forget to wash it this way, forget to wash it that way, you're going to come to a takola. But when, so says the Taz, and that's taka nichal in the minugan and the halacha of that das can eat and nothing less. But, says the Taz, but just to use it for a part of a thing, just to take it and use it for a power thing, which was really a machloikis shenim, a machloikis between Rabbeinu Shimshon and the Ramban, says that the Rabban the kinuach halom and that wasn't nichal in this kolistik gzera that to machshir for cold you need an itza. It wasn't nichal in that. Okay. So the ma'aser would come out like this. The halacha comes out like this. That you know to use a fleshig knife for cheese or something milchig mamish. So lachar, that's everyone agrees. That's the idea. That's since it's so all lovey day takala, even but if an arad, it should not be done. And that's salachan and the feitas. If you want to use a fleshig knife to cut something cold, which is not charif and not baluah, and it's parif, and then you're going to eat that with milchigs, so that's this machlekes. Okay, lachar, there is a makom lahadir like the shach. The etzim it would require mi'itza, and not to be semich on. And then you get into the problem. Do we know where to eat? How to do it? Where do we get karka from? The flower pot, you know, how to do it, not to do it. The Maisa, so like we said, the Archa Shulchan, Chachmas Adam, it's Archa Shulchan, Chachmas Adam, our make like the Taz. So I just want to be Maisa that this Manenu, Kana Makun, that Yish Ladin, that this Manenu, that we use soap. And soap, we know, is a very effective cleaning agent that the Kipshuta maybe had some kind of something similar to it, but not the way we have it. That's A. That could be that Etzim that works as good as the Eitzim works. And the mice, we use scotch brite and we use sponges and we use steel wool and these call Minizachin. You know, in the Gemara, the Rashu holds that, not like Rashi, that's what we paskin, that it's not in the Eitzim and Shafa, you don't need both, you need one or the other. So it could be if you take a steel wool and you shuffle it down, it could be that Shafa. I Shafa means Hashchaza Besachin. Okay, we have some Rishonim like Rashi and Ayimbavim Beis. It says it really just means rubbing down with a hard begad. So l'char you're going to be yaitze shafa according to some rishonim. And the there's a tzad that with the soap l'char it's even as good as emes and itza bakarka. So l'char to take a stam knife, you know, this is what someone the other week asked me. He took a stam knife Shabbos morning and it was, you know, I guess the only good knife, whatever. He wanted to cut his kakush cake to eat with coffee. It was a fleshig knife to cut his kakush cake to eat with coffee. So I'm just shayla. So I would say that if you look at it and you see that it's taka very clean and you know. Maybe it's Tali in the house, but if the house is the house,
you're
going
to Shachar.
Taz your Beseder, right? And so I'm just saying, so I'm saying Lahalacha, Lachar, there's Taka Makam Lahakal, and even if you the Shach, the Arts, with all these things,
because he's not cutting it over Har.
Cutting Kakash cake.
What if to cut your salad?
Okay.
The Vadai soap is not enough.
So Mice is a cut salad. What do you mean?
Onion.
Yeah, so onion is Shashav Adavar Har. So in a Vadai, you can't use a fleshig knife to cut your onion in order to mix cheese into that salad, right? That's a problem. For that, you need the itza, and that to be samech on the steel walls.
You were saying that soap is only connected shifa or the part of the itza for ben,
right.
For the part of the itza.
That's why you cannot take a fleshig knife and cut an onion to eat with cheese. You cannot. Yeah, but
go do the itza.
Right.
You have to do the itza.
Yeah, you have to do the itza, and if you don't want to
do it on Shabbos.
And if you don't want to do ni'itza, then you'd have to wash it from the ba'in and be magal. Let's say you're stuck and you're preparing for a Sheva Brach and it's your good knife. Okay, so then you get into different child. You mash your kalim from fleshik's milkings, whatever it is, but then what you'd have to do is taka, wash it off, and do hagalah. I saw there's machlokes about that. I saw machlokes about that.
Do ni'itza nowadays?
No, from the parah, they say. From milk to fleishik to pirate.
Will allow someone to do an eitzah.
So the achrenim are mekla. I think the Archa Shulchan's mekla. I think I saw b'shem Moshe. It's Moshe. Then it's machmer. No, no, no. They're just saying. I think we're calling this from milchus relationship to power.
Such a minig, they were never. It's all these as a minig, and it's a minig. They weren't machmir.
Yeah, so you have to check. I'm pretty sure he was the machmir.
Okay.
So
to check.
What? No, I just saw it in the
Gimel's
like
a different type of cheese.
Oh yeah, it's a different story. Yeah. But in this case, from stam from milchus relationship to power, back and forth. Yeah. Just talking about.
In this case, the
kavish
can make something. What's this case?
No, I'm talking about stam. But if you'd have to be magal, like if you want to go cut onions with your milk with your fleishig knife, and you want to use onions for cheese, so that's a problem. You have to do nitzah. You know, others say you could do nitzah. I could go out to the back, find some, you know, good hard kaka, and do nitzah 10 times all different places.
This is something that Ramesh says.
Yeah.
Meaning, okay. Nitzah won't help you for Ben Yaima.
I don't know what you can do on Shabbos.
Why not? Well, I'm going to work for a Benyam. Well, why not?
Again,
there's no problem with Naparna, it's not going into water. You're just getting out of food.
Itza on Dabar Kharif. We said Itza took care of the
Itza.
Oh, and you cannot be put. Yeah, but you can't use it for a Dabar Kham. Right. For Kham. Kham is going to be.
Oh, for real Kham, yeah, for real Kham.
Don't do your needs for your
mother. Sticking your finger into the ground is making.
So I'm just saying, I think there are people who attack a makel such a thing, and they're not makbe what they cut up the cake with or cut the bread with, you know, the bread knife, whatever it is. Usually it's not milk slashik, but even if you have a milk slashik knife, there are many who are not makbe. Based on this taz, not the two from the same. Okay, this is all agabe. The itza. So maisa, until now we were just speaking out like the sheet of the rush, that the way we pass it, not like rush, you don't need both the itza and shafa, you need one or the other. But the maisa, what does shafa do? So shafa, you'd say, is a similar thing. It's the itza or shafa. Hashanah is in place of the itza, meaning also takes off some kind of a klipa, and male it helps for the same thing. It helps for tzainin. But what does it mean for tzainin? Even for davar charev, even for a little bit of chaim, it would help for these things. Lamaisa, Beis Yosef brings from the Rambam, Kach Mefor B'Yerushalmi, that La'olam name. The Gemara brought Ne'itza, and Ne'itza was not in the Mishnah, because Ne'itza is a special Zach, only helps for cold things. But in the Mishnah, it's Taka Meduyik, that the Seder of Hechsherim in the Mishnah is Hechsher Gomer, the whole Mishnah, Kebayel Kach Palto, Libon, Hagala, Uhadin Shafa, Zeheter, and Gansen, and Gansen. And the Mela, it helps, and Lafi the Rambam, we're going to see, even if you need Libon on that Sakin, Hashkaza B'Sakin helps Legamri. And here, the kasha that the problem that the Echreinim have by Ne'itza that has help for Davar Charif, that by a klipa here is much worse. Because here the Rambam is saying Hashkaza B'Sakin works even something that needs a libun, meaning you're taking it a treifa knife. It has bleeds through and through of chazir. Ben Yomo, and you're using it doing Hashkaza, it helps miyad, and you could use it Lagamri Al-Ha'ish.
We have a big
Pesach,
and Ne'itza works
for. Oh, exactly. So that's really the point I'm saying. So Lamaisa, this kasha is really a kasha. The Trumas Hadeshin, in fact, this kasha. The Trumas Hadeshin in Soif Simon Kuf Lamed, the last line, Mamish over there, he brings this halacha from the smag, and he says, Tzarach in Mashakasa b'smag, that it, this thing it helps even for a sakin that needs extra gum, needs a leap. So Lamaisa, the beer is, like we pointed out before, Lamaisa. It's Mefurish and Rishonim. And so there's different dyaks in Rishonim. Some Rishonim don't learn like the Rambam, they learn that some Rishonim learn only works for cold. But Lamaisa Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rambam, that it works even for Makom Liban. Other Rishonim, the Ram, the Ritvan, Avodah Zarah, learn that it works even for only for Hagola, things that need Hagola, but Lamaisa it's a Heksher through and through. So what's the Pshat? So the Ritvan has a line. The Ritvan says it's a Heksher Gadol, it's the Heksher Gadol that works to take out all the Blias. It's the Lashon of the Ritvan. So, the Achrenim say that there's some kind of process that happens, that it's mavalbal the blias, does something to the blias that either it gets them stuck inside or it heats them up, and from the intense pressure, from the intense grinding, something, the taka gets the blias out. Lamaisa in the Achrenim, there's different raid. They try to dray out of this problem. Simon Yud, Mishpatzov, and Sivkan Vav, he brings a Pichadosh. Pichadosh says, Vaistos from here, Vaistos from this halacha, that Ashkaza works, that knives are not boleh. So he says, knives are derech kal barzel, and barzel is not boleh more than a klipa. So the Prima Gadam says, half of a felt is Ezra Chikin. You know,
Mechatesi.
Specifically,
knives
are not. He quoted a Pri Chadash. Mishpatesav and Simon Yitzchak.
Knives
which are made of Barzal, I think, so Barzal is not Boilea. Lamaisa, the Sifse Das over there in Simon Yod, Sifkat and Chavdal, has a different Eitzah. That's similar, I think, what Eli was saying before. that the kimlahu, that really the rav blias are sit in the klipa, and when you get off the klipa, and there are more blias inside, but those blias inside are taka really only mashu, they're always going to be like the darka b'shefa, are going to be batal b'shishim. Okay.
Yet Hagala doesn't work.
Yes, this is the issue. And you have different kashas, Lafiza, that L'chayra, Hagala should work, and yeah, it's a problem. So the Maestas, the Pashim Shad is like, L'chayra, like what Yushayim are saying, that Vaistais, there was some kind of mechanism through which this intense grinding took Lias out of the knife, whether it be on the diagram of Hagala, whether it be on the diagram of Liba. It could very well be, that got very hot. Point that out.
Anyone?
Yosef Kairon.
Shulchan
Aruch.
I
don't know how we're mashkins. I don't know how to be mashkins a sack in a face. Chot, you have to take off a clip of the knife. Our knives, you don't take a clip when you do a shchazik.
So everyone's going to say, we don't know how to do it.
Is clipa jacked together, or it's relative to the
clipa's just mashing. No shear.
So they do take. No, when they're mashkins, you're
shulchan
Aruch.
A whole knife, just a chud.
Oh,
so it's going to get into the Niena Shaila.
The clipa is the share where it'll stay together. It's more than greater.
It has to be more than greater. Okay. Even though there's a shach, it's much better like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So that's Lagabi. So as I'm just saying, so that's what's being the Schadish over here, at least over here, that Lamaisa, that's what's Mavur, that really Shofa and Neitza are really Chidushin and Chazal. That are not just a glorified cleaning process with a sponge and soap, and to get off the ains, taka sponge and soap would be enough. And really, this is talking about some kind of issue of either taking off a klipa or really somehow being machshir called kulay. And mamelo, they were geyser in different dargas machalgis shachtaz. For what we will not allow anything but itza, because you know dilma loy kan che yafe yafe. But the ma'isa kinuach will help in different efanim.
These are even on the races, precious, or even.
Now, this is all legabe l'shtamish bay. So this is what we were going on l'shtamish bay tzainin, and we said neitzah will work, shafa will work, and now we saw the sheet of the Rambam that in Shulchan Aruch that shifa will work even for liba. Now l'maisa, when does a sack need liban? Obviously this is a hanach over here. The Rambam requires liban. So when does a kli need liban? When does a kli need hagala? So l'maisa Tosis and Avodah Zarah brings Rashi. Rashi says knives they need hagala. It's my first gemara m'sachem daf lamed. That's Shitas Rashi, and he has a first Gemara. In fact, Tosis, what are you going to do with Gemara in Chulin Dafches? Gemara in Chulin Dafches is Mavur Chayro. It's Kach Mashma, the Gemara in Chulin Dafches, that the Gemara talks about the Seder of Hechshav Asak and talks about Liban, it's Mashi Nid Liban. And Tosis has a Yerushalmi. I'm sorry, has a Tosefta. The Tosefta is Mavur Chayro, the gears of the Tosefta that Tosis had that Asak needs Liban. So it's like this. Tosis, I looked back, Tosis and Avodah Zarah. The Bein HaTam is one teretz, not two. One teretz, and that is the chiluk is our favorite old chiluk of hetera bala or yisura bala. That on Pesach, chametz is hetera bala, and since it's hetera bala, even though when it for Eish, it only needs hagala, like we saw many times. And shari surim is yisura bala, so you need lipa. Then Rabbeinu Tam, in Avodah Zarah, that's the only teretz Rabbeinu Tam says. Then Rabbeinu Tam qualifies what he says, misfar, not from Tratna Gemara. He says, by the way, I'll just tell you, that would you need liban when it's Yisura Bala. Stam, I have a shput or something that was used for Yisura, was used for Chazer. That's only for something that has epis hashimish with R, meaning it has hashimish with R either much of the time or some of the time. But epis is a small sakin. It's just used at once in a yovel, maybe at a chash, maybe once it was used for R. Bein Tam and Tyson of Yitzhar says that misvara, that's not called hashimish, and for that you would not need liban. That's all in Tyson of Yitzhar. If you look good in Tyson of
meaning, not that he needs proof to shmisha, but it's not. It's not
Chlamais Tzli. Right, yes, so let's see. So then that's Tosis in Avei Dazar. Tosis in the Chulun Dafchas Mar Aleph. The Eretz Mavur that really made a time had Nocha Mahalch in the Gemara. Nocha Mahalch to answer up the steer in the Gemara. One Mahalch, like we said, the Chilak is Yitir Bala, Yisura Bala. Then Rabbeinu Tam brings another Mahalch with Tosis in Chulun and says, and really what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is, Lo'oilam, it could be in Psachim, we could pass in Chametz is Yisura Bala. I have Yisura Bala. So then if it went in Eish, I have to take it out with Eish. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you could say that Pesachim is talking about Tzakinim Ketanim. We're talking about knives that really don't have Epis Bechlal, Shimush Bechlal of R. Once in a while, it's Bechoshish, once in a Yovel. And then Rabbeinu Tam goes on with his Big Chiddush, we're not going to get into now. Okay, so once in a Yovel. So that's not called the Shimush, and that's what Pesachim is talking about. And that's the other Mahalach in Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the feed that Mahalach in Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out that if you have a big knife, which Taka has not Reif Tashmishu but has sometimes a Shimush of Ar, then Taka would have to be Mulad with Ar, Sai by Yisurim and Lefizeh, also by Pesach. Okay, so these are the two Mahalchim in Rabbeinu Tam. Lemaisa, what's with Rashi? So what do you do with Rashi? Rashi, who was Kasasim Kapasim Katani, didn't say any Chilukim, he just had all knives, no matter what, only need Hagala. So it's Mavur, the Beis Yosef brings, Mavur in the Rishonim, Chubas Rashi, Rif, Ramban. The Rashi Shita is that in a Chanami you have a knife, and even a big knife. A knife sometimes are even, let's say, commonly used ala or. Says Rashi, you're never going to have an irregular knife that's not a spit or a skewer. It's not going to be Rav Tashmish Ladeor. Rav Tashmish of a knife is the push of cut things, you know, on the table or whatever. So Mamela says Rashi Chiddush that we go bust a Rav Tashmish. And if you go bust a Rav Tashmish, then you have a kula for all sakidim. And that's Taka Shitas Rashi. That's the Pshat in Gemara Psachim, is that it's all knives because of Rav Tashmish, even if Chametz is a Surah Bala, but Rav Tashmish, that's the Hatter. Okay. So now, let's just try to be Masadir. What happens? La halacha. It comes out. There's a very interesting tarchim. The Rambam himself in Tafnun Aleph. So in Sif Dalid, he's machmir that chametz is isura bala. That's in Sif Dalid. In Sif Vav, he's machmir.
What does he say? What's halacha?
He brings a halacha of libun kal that would help only, and it's tully in isura teira. And he says machmir ein sham lepaiskin. Of course, we're being machmir that it's isura bala. And meiduch is in Sif Vav, he's machmir that for miyatashmish. So Zakta B'Kivegin Sevav, don't think that he missed the Gemara. Because the Gemara is Mavur, that there's a heter for knives. And the Chayr we saw in a Bein Atam of one of two Atayim. Either there's a heter of Reif Tashmishai, or there's a heter of Heter Abola. How could you be Machmer on both? Says B'Kivegin, it's not Shver. But Rabbeinu Tam himself had a suffix. B'Kivegin, that's what we pointed out. We're not sure what the real Pshat is. So to be Chayshir both Tzadim, we could be Machmer both for Isur Abola and for Miyat Tashmishai. But that which the Magen Avraham wants to say, that even on knives themselves, you should be machmir to do a libun, says B'Kivega, that's negating Gemara. Because on the knife itself, which is not a shpud that was Rav Tashmish Aladei Or, the knife itself has Manashach Heta, the Gemara says a knife is mutter. Now, that's either because of Rav Tashmishai or because of Heter Bala. The Ramah who's machmer wasn't machmer by knives, he was machmer by a skewer, a spit, that was Taka Rav Tashmish Aladei Or. But a knife you can't be machmer on, says B'Kivega, no. I'm choylik on this halacha. This a regular knife. That's a mefurish gemara. You could do agala at least for Pesach, because either it's al tateir bala or it's al reif tashmishe. So lemaisa the teretz.
Lemaisa that's working with Rashi.
Oh, beautiful. That's what I want to point out. Chayr the cheshbon is pashit. That the Magen Avraham is just there is a shita in Rishonim. That the Magen Avraham has the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who had nacha mahalach to be doich the gemara in Pesachim, that the only heter of knives is a special small knife that was taka never used for or once in a while, but a regular knife taka, even though it's not reif tashmish, miyat tashmish is still more machmir for miyat tashmish, and that it's yisur abala can be machmir for both. And that's the yishuv for the Ramah, and that's the yishuv of the Magen Avraham. Now, lemaisa, there's a big problem with the mechaber, and I'll be shmim saying with this. The mechaber Paskins in Hilchos Pesach, we go bus a Reif Tashmisha. That's la halach. We go Reif Tashmisha. And the Machaber Paskins come into Yisura Bala. So that's the teretz he takes on, that it's Reif Tashmisha, Yisura Bala, and that's why you can do Hagala on knives. So Ramon Sivkim, the Machaber says in Sivkim, you can do Hagala on knives. Why you do Hagala on knives? Loch Oyer, that's very good, because we go bus a Reif Tashmisha. Frek the Goynaf in art, Machaber slays himself by us, of Kuspaf Aleph. Why is he being Machaber by us?
This is a shaila aliba de gro who holds that the mechaber holds the isura bala. It's not before.
Chanami, yeah, Chanami. Pshuto, the mechaber holds the isura bala. I think that's taka could be accepted. So the goyin in kufcha, the goyin over there says that there's a steer over here in Shulchan Aruch, and he says like this. He says that really la oilam the ikur is rosh tashmisha. And in Hilchus kufcha falif, in Shari Surim, he was just being machmir. It's really just like really more mitarius chumra. And what was he being machmir for? So the Gaon says like this, a cheshbon like this. He says, look, knives, big knives, says the Gaon, you really have to be machmir. Small knives, there's makam lahakal, because you go basar if tashmishay. Big knives, you really have to be machmir. So the mechaber said, shari sur, I don't want to be nichnas to chilukim, everyone's going to get confused. Let's ask for all knives, let's be machmir for the rivam. And he was machmir. Because even though really, authentically, if ishi tasoi, there's a chiluk between small knives and big knives, as they zok the Gaon. So it's shver. It's mavur in the goyin that the goyin understood the heter of Reif Tashmishai would be machmer on big knives. mean, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. He kilo understands that that's the limit of Rav Tash Mishri. Even Rav Tash Mishri is masking, big nizer, used all day, or that's a problem. The feed Varena, you should look in the Beis Yosef, I don't think it's big tzarchin of the gun. Rav Tash, the chumra of big sakin, and that's the kimt of the gun over there, Kuf Chafav, it's tafka small sakin, not big sakin, because big sakin is tafka a problem, ikra din. But the mice, it's not true, because if you look in the Beis Yosef, there's a different kula. There's a kula called Rav Tash Mishri, and that's a heter even a small mice, even a big mice, because it's not Rav Tash Mishri. And the Gain is for some reason understanding, Gain understood that the heter of Rav Tash Mishri and Rabbeinu Tam is really one and the same. And even though it's not Rav, but it's, if it's Epis Tash Mishri, even the Shita, there's no one who's making on that. And the Dvarenu, that the Kipshuto in the Beis Yosef is Mashma, that Rashi's Taka Matir, even if there's a Sakim Gadol, as long as it's not Rav Tash Mishri. So Maisa, it's a shtickle tzarachin on the gun. And this is, if you look in the Mishnah Brura, he has a different mahalach. And I think a much more simple mahalach. And then we could accept the pashup shot that the kula of Rav Tash Mishri is even on big knives. And the Mishnah Brura says very simple, that in Hilchos Pesach, let's say the Machaber Paskin is Rav Tash Mishri. So like there, maybe Rav Tash Mishri, it's only betzirif that it might be a terrible ball. Meaning like this, if you learn the heter of the Gemara of Sakinim is that it's Rav Tash Mishri, so l'chair you don't have a Gemara that says it's a terrible. But l'chayra, you don't need a gemara. Without a gemara, it's chametz yisur bar hateyavah. Chesnish, l'chayra yesh lov. Shmayolov, not shmayolov. So zok there, but tziruf, there's the kach mevur in the mishmur, but tziruf, the fact that you have zikr, have rev tash mishur. And but tziruf, that it could be chametz even without the gemara in daf lamed. The gemara in daf lamed could be telling us rev tash mishur. But even without that, it could be we have a svara ba'alma that there is a heter called heterabala. So there, the mechaber is make a mashenke in shari surim. We only have the heter of rev tash mishur, but there's no tzad. Of a terabola, so there the mechaber was taka machmir. Now, I'll just move sign. This is a tzarchin, and everyone could cover Shabbos. Tzarchin gadol. Chaim really pointed this out yesterday. So the Mishnah Berurah says over there that lamaisa we're machmir from yitash misha. So Mishnah Berurah says taka we're machmir yitash misha, but the eved can be semich on yitash misha, and that's really the Ramah by us. The Ramah by us says by a knife, but the eved hagadol will help. It won't ask for the food. So but the eved yitash misha is enough. Says the Shaar Tzion, you know, b'diavad it's really a shtickle shayla. Prima gadam as if it's a chumrah, maybe b'diavad you have to be machmir. But if it's ain't a ben yoimoy, then a vadi could be made. M'chir tzarchin gadam. Because the Mishbu right before, and this is what they bring from a Rami Panarei, they bring from a Rashba, Ribbono Shel Olam. That what's the heter of Rav Tash Mishri? It doesn't make any sense. Who cares Rav Tash Mishri? But in the last 3 hours, you used it al idei esh, then you're going to do hagala, then you're going to go cook, and then plias, you're going to come out of chazer into your food. Elamai, so says the Rashba, says the Rami Pano, it's all derabban because it's ainu ben yomai. So it's ainu ben yomai. It's a ben yomai. So we said, hey mom, Rav, hey mom, Rav Tash Mishri, they're makel. So what's for tziruf? What kind of tziruf is this that the Mishra? Oh, but ainu ben yomai could certainly make al zeh gufa anadonin. Mashman the Sharatina, there was a tzad to say that the heter of Rav Tash Mishri is a heter even for a ben yomai. Ubi yoser, you look in the Chai Yodam in Kav Kuf Chav Ches Ois Gimel, and he's talking about the halachos of a terabal and a surabal, and he says he brings this machlekes and he brings and says the Chai Yodam, fine, there's a whole big machlekes about a surabal and a terabal, I'm sorry, about Rav Tash Mishri, Rav Tash Mishri, but Zok Dar, and in Eir Ben Yom Avad you make a l'chatchila Mefurish L'chayra Ahin Shom Kuf Chav Ches Gimel Mefurish, that he was learning the whole ray, the whole shmuz, the whole discussion, the whole shayla of Rav Tash Mishri, L'chayra he was learning, I was going on a Ben Yoyma. And male, if you have the added tziruf in a Ben Yoyma, like the Ramami Panu's tziruf, no, then a body can be made up. L'chayra, that's not a tziruf, that's the Ikra Shayla. And L'chayra, ma hatzad ba'olam to say that Rav Tash Mishri is a heter for Ben Yoyma.
There is a but to add, there is not, you said it's mashmi for Shartzion, the attack of a Ben Yoyma works. I mean, one of the mission